Hey, do you know what's green and sounds like Oprah?
Anyone know?
Oprah Rich?
Okra!
Okra!
Oh, Okra! Very good, very
there you
good.
go. A dad joke from an open mic. You can always send them to us. It's just through the Mix app. Just download Mix 105.1. It's an easy way to send us a voicemail. We're gonna try to do more in our podcast this way.
Yeah, and I'm working on getting us a Google number with a voicemail set up so that we can talk about topics. If you guys have any questions or anything that you want to leave for us to talk about during the podcast, I just figure that's a good way for us to remain interactive even when we're not on the air.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's coming soon.
Hey, let's play Think Fast.
Oh, yes. Really?
I hate this game.
Think Fast works like this. I'm just going to start a subject, and I'm going to tell you a letter. You got to try to throw out the answer.
Okay. Now...
Yes, Monroe.
This is the podcast, so do we have to have a filter?
Yes.
I prefer so because we do have children who listen to this podcast.
Yes.
Okay,
we're still a
family-friendly
show.
But you know that that's the hardest part for me.
I do.
That's what makes the game so fun, is that you have to be clean. Sorry about it.
All right, we have Monroe, we have Jackson. Uh-huh. Danny said this game's too hard. She wants to sit out.
Yeah, she'll pass on
She's
this one.
Say,
thank you.
She said, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
All right, name an emotion that starts with the letter S.
Sad.
Sad. Ah.
Monroe.
Boo.
Name a vacation spot that starts with the letter P.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, I guess.
I mean, for history buffs, right?
Sure.
You know what's so funny? I was before Rona, for my friend's 30th birthday, she was born on Groundhog's Day, was going to take her to see the groundhog.
I would like that.
But, you know, I don't think that's happening next year.
That would be fun.
So,
go to Punxsutawney and see what they all
watch
wear.
Groundhog.
Yeah.
They have a whole festival. It's like a whole thing for like a week.
That'd be cool.
I want to be into that. So, Pennsylvania, fine, but it's not my first choice.
I would have thought Palm Springs, Peru.
Amateurs.
Name a 90s band that starts with the letter N.
NSYNC.
What is wrong with
I
you
don't
today?
Know.
How
I
are
don't
you doing
know.
This?
I don't know what happened.
Monroe's so bad at this game.
I know.
So bad at it.
This is incredible right now. Never seen before.
Never seen
Unprecedented.
Before. I'm Name. Glad it's not on the air, I'll tell you. Because then I could deny it to our on-air friends.
Name a Disney ride that starts with the letter R.
Rattlesnake Rapids.
Rolling Thunder Railway.
Railroad. Thunder Railroad. Big Mountain Thunder Railroad. Thunder Railroad.
Rindiana Jones.
Rar Wars.
Rash Mountain. The Ratterhorn. Anything?
You know what my favorite is?
Recups.
The Recups. Those are my favorite.
Okay, there'll be no winners on this one.
What is that called? Big Thunder Mountain
Big
Railroad?
Big Thunder Railway.
Yeah, Thunder Mountain
but
Railroad.
Doesn't
but that doesn't start with, that starts with a... TH.
Oh, we're killing it.
Name a gross word. Careful. That starts with the letter M.
Mucus.
Jackson on the board, finally.
I couldn't think of anything clean today.
Your mother.
Oh! Pew, pew, pew! He's on fire!
Got him!
Name something you give someone for their birthday that starts with the letter C.
Card.
No, I can't. There's only one word that comes to mind.
You're an animal.
I can't. Nope, not even going to try.
We
14. 14-year-old boy, I'm telling you.
I know.
I'm pegging it now. What Monroe's body got taken over by a 14-year-old boy ghost a while ago.
Name a catchy song that starts with the letter M.
My Sharona.
Ooh, I was thinking Mbop. Myself or the
one.
Macarena.
Ow.
Monroe has four. Jackson has two. Two more to go. Name a famous actor that starts with the letter G.
Gal Gadot.
Nice job.
Man, she is killing it today.
And finally, our last one. Of course, the last one worth 10 points, so it's still anyone's game.
Anyone's game.
Oh, what? No, I'm killing it.
Name something you clean that starts with the letter P.
Pantry.
Pantry for 10 points. Jackson wins the
game.
Woo! Listen, we've played a lot of games where suddenly the last point was worth 10 points.
Uh-huh. And
all
Monroe those times it was fair.
Stands to benefit from it, and she loves it. The one time she doesn't. Look at this.
Completely.
Look at the fit. Look at the fish he's throwing.
All right, we've talked before about how there's only one Blockbuster left that's still operating.
Alaska, right?
This one, I guess, is in Canada.
Oh.
I didn't know that. In
Georgian Bluffs. Well, Alaska must have shut down. I thought Alaska was the one that John Oliver sent that. He bought Russell Crowe's jockstrap at auction and sent it to be on display at the last Blockbuster.
There was also one in Oregon for a long time. That was the
I don't think they're the last one.
Yeah.
Way to go, guys.
There's, I'm sorry. This one actually shut down in 2011.
Oh, okay.
But it sits around and it still looks like a Blockbuster video. Like everything's exactly the same on it. The classic yellow sign, the blue and yellow awnings.
Awesome.
And so there's a petition going around to preserve it for forever as a museum.
Oh, as a historical site.
Yeah. And then maybe have like movie artifacts and relics inside.
Yes, yes, yes.
Think Planet Hollywood, but without the bad food. Like, that's what I see happening with this thing.
You know what I'm upset about? Hollywood Video. I mean, why does Blockbuster get all the credit? Because Hollywood Video gave them a good run for their money.
Gotta tell you, I never got into Hollywood Video.
What?
No.
Oh, they were the best.
Can I tell you, I completely forgot about Hollywood Video. We didn't have one where I grew up on the reservation. We had like a real local video store. And then we moved out here and we were exclusively a Blockbuster family. I had completely forgotten about Hollywood Video until I was reading about a bunch of local cold cases. And I was, I opened it up and they were like, she was found in a dumpster behind a Hollywood Video. And I was like, what? Hollywood Video. So now that's all I can think about when I hear a Hollywood
My
Video.
Gosh.
That's supposed to be a happy place.
Do you think, honestly, though, I mean, everyone talks about like, oh, remember Blockbuster Video? Do you think people would go back to it if you opened one up at this point in time?
No, I don't. I threw away all my DVDs.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing, man. I was just reading all about how Barnes & Noble is kind of planning on introducing cafe and bar into their bookstores.
Oh, okay.
And basically their idea is, well, we're not making as much money off books. Everyone's got Audible. Everyone's downloading them on Kindle or whatever. So what they're doing instead is they want to make it more of a destination. So you go specifically for the food
and
you walk out with like 6 books.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they already have the Starbucks, but they're like actually talking about doing meals.
Interesting.
And then everyone started trashing them, but I was like, no. This is exactly what Blockbuster didn't do. Blockbuster decided, oh, well, no one's renting movies, but we're going to hold out and still sell exclusively movies. You got to grow and adapt, because if someone took me to Barnes & Noble Bar and Grill on a date.
Jackpot.
Oh, marry them immediately. No questions asked.
You wouldn't even have to talk to them?
No. Shut up, I'm reading. This is a bookstore. Hush.
Last week, Jackson was talking about the TikToker who, was it a TikTok? The video of the guy on the skateboard?
Yeah, Dreams.
Playing the Fleetwood Mac song, Dreams. Mm-hmm. And he was just skating around.
He's skating, drinking a big bottle of Ocean Spray, having a great time.
Life was good
Life
for
was
him.
Good.
By the way, I was looking at the digital downloads.
Uh-huh.
Dreams is number one.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, yeah,
for
man.
For the second week.
Wow,
it's
good
almost
for
like
them.
Artists should all let TikTok use their music. Because that's how you get your music sales back up.
Isn't that amazing? Well, the new thing on TikTok is people trying to do the same video, but failing at it.
Yes. Oh, those are the ones I want to see.
And so it's people like riding the skateboard and they're drinking their Ocean Spray and then they just wipe out right on the concrete.
Just
boom.
Just delicious.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's easy for some, but if you're not good at it, it's not easy.
Dude, you have a phone in one hand and cranberry Ocean Spray in the other, and you're trying not to spill that, and
you're
trying to get yourself
forth,
in the...
You're carving.
Dude, man.
I know.
You're asking for trouble.
Even if you're the best skateboarder, if you're focusing on your phone and your Ocean Spray, you're not focusing on, like, a rock. And let me tell you what's stronger than a skateboard.
What?
A single pebble.
Really?
A single pebble, you'll go flying.
You were mentioning during the Barnes & Noble and how they have Starbucks inside. I don't know what's going on lately. I don't know if it's because of COVID, but like the stores are just randomly shutting down. Yesterday, I went to my normal one downtown and they closed.
Really?
It probably is.
Do you think that's what it is?
That's my guess. We had an outbreak. Close it down. We got to sanitize.
Is it because they're sanitizing or they just don't have enough employees right now?
That
probably
also might be the case.
Oh my gosh. Funniest story. I was at Walmart. I was trying to return something the other day.
Yeah.
And I was at customer service and this customer comes up and she's like, excuse me, you guys need some more cashiers. You have long lines out here. And the lady's like, yeah, I know. We're short staffed. You're welcome to apply.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. That's exactly how you talk to people like that. Awesome.
Oh, that's so good.
Delicious.
Jackson, they just revealed the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre poster.
I saw it.
Did you?
Yes. I'm so freaking excited.
Isn't this like the seventh time we've gone down this road?
This is a continuation of the original 1974 film. So,
so this is still the same movie, just
well,
longer.
No, it's a sequel to it because everything since the 70s has been a remake of that one. This will be a sequel to the 70s, right?
Do you remember the one? Was it Jessica Biel?
80s.
That was 2003?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was good. I like that one.
That one was great.
Yeah.
Too scary. I love
yeah.
it. But I'll tell you what. I haven't seen the 70s one. I just think that the 70s horror movies are not very good. I know that they were genre-defining. I know that they changed a lot of things for horror, and they're like really important. But I'm sorry. Nightmare on Elm Street's just not as good as The Conjuring. It's
what?
Just not. Sorry about it.
Johnny Depp, though.
It doesn't hold up the
same
way.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, and it's really impressive for its time, but I just, you know.
So you're liking that new Netflix one?
Bly Manor.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. Did you watch Hill House? Haunting of Hill House? That was, like, all the rage a year or two ago. And it's basically a horror show. It's a series, but it's a whole horror movie. And half of it is just a really sad family drama, and half of it's a really scary haunting. Well, they did a second season. Turns out this is going to be an anthology where they use the same actors, do a different story every season. So the second one is called The Haunting of Bly Manor. I won't ruin anything because it is a thrill ride, but could not recommend it highly.
All
enough.
I know is there's a part where the girl says to the babysitter, like, please lock your door tonight.
No.
Is the girl okay?
Well, it focuses on an American au pair in Europe, so your wife will probably love it.
Oh, sure.
She was an American au pair in Europe. But yeah, the American au pair, she goes and she takes care of these kids whose parents have died, and they live in a very spooky house.
Oh,
so good!
The kid okay?
I'm not going to tell you anything about it. You really should watch it.
Yeah, just don't hurt the kids.
Yeah. That's all I'm asking for. That's my problem with the new It movie.
Or also, like, don't bring the kids back from the dead, because that's scary.
That's even worse than that. Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to get to the part of the show that was in, that we did actually for our radio show.
Oh, your Showbiz Beat?
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
We'll get this down.
We're figuring it out. So we have decided that we're going to do a big full Showbiz Beat every podcast.
Jackson.
So, yes.
Let's get to your Showbiz Beat.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Let's do it. 50 Cent, speaking of horror movies, actually, this is a smooth transition other than the fact that it wasn't a smooth transition. 50 Cent's journey as a media mogul continues. So he already has his production house that he makes a lot of like music videos and indie films through. He is jumping headfirst into horror films.
Oh.
So he's in collaboration with Art District Entertainment, who has made all sorts of things. His company is called Art District Entertainment, and they are partnering with Hostel, Cabin Fever makers, like really classic horror movies. And I'm pretty excited for this because he's already promoting things on his Instagram, and he's very protective of it. It's a whole brand thing.
Yeah.
But this is something he's proud of, and he's already starting to talk about it, and I just think that he's going to do really, really great.
I bet so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And horror is hard to make. I've said it a million times where horror, you go in with super high expectations. You know you're going. It's not like a drama where you go in and you're like, oh, well, I left and it was polite. It was fine. It was good. Horror, you go in expecting to be terrified, expecting to laugh and cry and everything. The expectations are so high, and it's hard to meet those. So.
And when they fail, you get Leprechaun 3, Leprechaun in Space.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Also, I hate the happy endings at the end of, like, oh, we survived. Did you, though? Because your PTSD is going to be off the charts.
That's what the Scream sequels are all like, how messed up she is there. Sydney at the end of the last one, she lives by herself. Hello, Sydney.
Yeah. Monroe, this one's for you. A Dubai theme park is developing a John Wick roller coaster.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's so cute. Do we get to, like, get on Keanu Reeves' back and, you know?
Just ride him like a pony? Yeah. No, you don't. So
you know where I wanted to go with that one.
It's going to be called John Wick Open Contract. The indoor coaster is going to whirl around a 10-story replica of the film's Continental Hotel. So the hotel in it.
Yeah, that's building, a cool hotel.
They're building a 10-story replica indoors, and the roller coaster is going to go all around and inside and out of that thing.
Man, I hope it makes a stop in Keanu Reeves' room for a minute.
Oh, my God.
Let me just sit here, saying. Boys.
I'm
the
just
best
saying.
Ride yet.
Can we get through one?
No, she can't. She can't help herself. She's literally the reason the term boy crazy was invented. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they must be hurting for money. I think they realized that they weren't going to leave the royal family and be big stars like they had planned on. And in order to maintain their lifestyle without the royal paycheck, they got to start doing something. So they're basically Airbnb-ing.
Their own house?
They bought their house, right, in Montecito. And they've been renting it out for photo and music video shoots.
Oh, they are way hard up for cash.
Yeah, right?
Especially like in LA where there's a million properties to film these things.
Uh-huh.
Like there can't be anything special about theirs where they're like, well, we'll let people do it because we have this cool thing.
No.
Like they need the money. They're charging $700 an hour.
Wow.
And you have to rent it for a minimum of 10 hours. Now, here's the thing. You're like, okay, well, what would they shoot there? The couple says they will not allow adult films to be shot in their house. It's like, well then you're running out of options, aren't
I know.
You?
I was going to say yet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Give them a few more months.
So they're getting a stipend from the Crown still, but not as much as they
Are
were.
They?
Yeah, but I'm wondering if that only goes towards security or you have to use it in certain ways.
Yeah, like it's in a trust and the trust pays out.
And they said that they had all these like business ideas, but I know what happened was they wanted to use their name and their brand, but they can't. Because, you know, their brand is owned by...
They wanted to use Sussex.
Yeah.
Which they were the Duke
and they were the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Were.
So you can't use that. You can use Harry and Meghan all you want.
Right. Well, and then when the... Because they wanted to start a lifestyle brand in the vein of, like, Goop, for example.
Right.
And when that didn't work out, then they tried to pitch a bunch of stuff to Netflix. Netflix bought a couple of their documentaries, but, like, they didn't get the reality show that they had expected. And they refuse to do any reality show that isn't focused on their charity work. So she's like, I want to be on reality TV, but I won't do most of reality TV. I want it to be feel good, and I want it to be about me. And the producers are like, that's not how entertainment works.
Do you remember they were going in trying to pitch all of these like TV shows, and they said, we want to be the producers, and Warner Brothers, never. They were like, you don't know what you're doing.
You're not a producer.
Yeah.
You've been on one show, lady.
Yeah, and Harry... hasn't even really done that. He had a walk-on role in Star Wars. That was pretty much it. Yeah.
Man, my how the money they've fallen.
$700 an hour. You can just go pal around at their place if you want.
Dude, I'd pay it. Sup, Harry? Hey.
Harry.
And finally, former Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan.
Oh, good. You're doing the story.
Yeah. So this is crazy. He got locked up Friday night in Oregon because he allegedly strangled his girlfriend.
Ooh.
He got fourth-degree assault charges, slapped with three of them, and interfering with making a report as well as strangulation. He wasn't in there long because Saturday night he posted bail of like $8,500. Now, his next court date is Friday, and in the meantime, he can't contact his girlfriend, I assume ex-girlfriend, I hope ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
There's no word on if he's actually going to be formally charged, but he is facing four charges of fourth-degree assault.
Dude, strangling someone... that's just bad.
That's violent.
Like, yeah, that's real violent.
Yeah, it's not like that's not a snap spur of the moment thing. Like that is very personal. It takes a long time. You're looking into their eyes like that. You've snapped. That's dangerous. That guy needs to be. And honestly, in strangulation or super violent crimes like this, I think you should not be able to post bail. You should be stuck there until your court date because you could get out and be dangerous to someone.
Do you remember him from Home Improvement? Did you watch Home Improvement?
I loved
him. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Older, yeah, he was,
the older
son.
One. Brad.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
How much do you think he's worth?
Brad?
How much is Brad
worth?
I don't know, man. The thing
is,
Home Improvement was on forever, and it was like the biggest show. And then he did a couple of small movies afterward. So if he played with his money the right way, he could be worth a lot. But I'm going to guess that he is worth $150,000.
I'm going to say $3
million. $8 million. Now,
really?
So there's two other ones, right? There's Jonathan Taylor Thomas and then Taryn Noah Smith.
Uh-huh. Who I don't remember.
So that's the younger one.
Right.
So Zachary Ty Bryan, where would you put the other two? Would you put them all on the same level?
Oh, JTT.
JTT through the roof.
Yeah.
But I'll bet his family stole all of his money, didn't they?
JTT is worth $16 million.
Oh, okay.
Who's the voice of Baby Simba, though?
You know. Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
How about Taryn Noah Smith?
I bet it's somewhere like $10 million or something.
I don't know. I feel like he was the younger one, so probably $5
million. He, $300,000.
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Bad investment.
Yeah. Swing and a miss.
Mom and dad took a little too much off the top.
Man, he doesn't even own his house.
No.
Ouch.
All right, there you go with Jackson's Showbiz Beat.
Thank you.
Okay, we are going to get to the radio show part now of our podcast. But hey, don't forget, review, subscribe,
yes,
tell
please.
A friend.
Tell everyone.
Help us out.
Tell the gal at the gas station. Tell your, tell your mailman today. Track him down and be like, hey, you're going to love this on your route.
Are you awake?
Hey, I love waking up in the morning.
I'll make sure you get an early wake-up call.
Why would anyone want to wake up early?
It comes from working for years in radio.
I learned that I'm not a morning person.
Wake up. Wake up, sleepyhead.
Not good with that whole portion of the day.
Oh, good morning.
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
Well, then we've got to do something.
We have show to do.
It's showtime.
The Mix Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Ah, we're here. We're awake.
Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. It is Tuesday, October 20th, 11 days to Halloween. Monroe, how was your walk-in after yesterday almost dying outside while I watched?
Well, today I called Jackson and I was like, hey.
And I was like, new phone, who dis?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a scary guy out there. I'm not going out there.
Don't you put yourself in that kind of situation,
no,
Jackson.
Of course not.
You are too precious to me.
You stay put and you call for help.
Right, exactly. Can't Be Jackson is less than an hour from now. If you don't know, we moved the secret sound. It is gone, and Can't Be Jackson is in its place. He is 74-4. It's impressive.
Gosh, it feels good.
I mean, yeah. You know, I don't know why you have to keep
just saying
filling his head with that kind of stuff.
$310 can be yours. We'd love for you to play again at 7 o'clock this morning. All right, none of us on the show are really big into hiking. Monroe's husband is a big hiker.
Oh,
he loves it, being one with nature.
In fact, your husband's hiking this weekend, and it's supposed to be 40 degrees out.
Yeah. And it's snowing, and he's excited
about that.
He's like, no, it's nature calling me.
I've got a trailhead just a block away from my house,
right.
And so there's constantly cars and hikers there, and there is a town in New York that has a hiking trail with a sign above it that talks about the history of the area, and then there's a QR code that you can scan. A lot of places now doing the QR codes,
yeah,
right?
The QR code.
Yeah.
So when you scan it, this is what pops right up. Come on.
That's hilarious.
How awesome is that?
That's really good.
Sometimes.
It's brilliant.
I love it. Oh, man, that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to just leave QR codes everywhere that Rickroll you.
Yeah, right?
That's solid.
Put that into our next promotional plan.
Deal.
Jackson, what do you have coming up in your show, Biz B?
Oh, let's take a little look-see over here. You know what? Quite honestly, I'm going to side with Ellen DeGeneres on this one. We'll talk about it next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All right, all summer, we pretty much heard about how, what a monster, what a nightmare Ellen DeGeneres is,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they all tried to get her show canceled, and she actually finally did admit. She goes, look, there was a lot happening here that I didn't know about. Whether or not she knew about it, up in the air.
Yeah.
But she did acknowledge it. She fired a bunch of people. She restructured it, and she told all of her employees, this is how it's going to be moving forward. And as far as I know, she hasn't done anything against those wishes. So she really is trying.
Yeah.
And I think that when people are trying, you need to give them the benefit of the doubt. So the only reason I'm bringing up this story is so that we could talk about how we need to leave this poor woman alone at this point.
Okay.
Because now there's a story going around about how Ellen DeGeneres, and they always make it sound so bad, like Ellen's the one in charge. This is how TV works, everybody. In an audience, the hot people go up front. You get like a special star or something on your hand. The PA outside puts it on there, and the hottest people are up front. The most medium people are in the back, and the ugly ones are in the extra room. They're in the fillover room. It's the on Ellen, they call it the riffraff room, where she fills it just full of her merch, and you can take something for free and say hi to Ellen real quick.
Uh-huh.
Well, some of her former employees are now coming forward and saying, it was my job in the riffraff room to pose as a regular person, not an employee. Then when Ellen came in to say hi, I was supposed to rush her and make it look like fans are rushing her. But those of us who are in plain clothes employees were just acting as a barrier between her and the real audience members because she didn't want to. Now, they're trying to make her sound like a real monster who doesn't care about the people. But I'm like, first of all, she's under no obligation to care about the people. Like, sorry about it.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's also dangerous.
Yeah.
For health reasons and safety reasons, man. You don't know what kind of crazed fan is suddenly going to jump out and grab Ellen. Like, you got to have some sort of security there. And honestly, I think it's a better move to have people who look like fans acting as security than to have her surrounded by, like, 9 buff bodyguards.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Security can get really intimidating.
Yeah, I'm fine with everything about this story.
I'm cool with it, man. Yeah, sometimes you got to take care of yourself. And Ellen, you're doing it great, honey.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Man, teachers, they do a lot. Yeah. They really do.
Yeah.
They don't get enough credit. And this teacher just took it to the next level in Sacramento, California. Did you hear about this? She's being hailed a hero because she was doing a Zoom call with two of her students who were homeschooling, right?
Okay.
So she's kind of helping them with their homework or whatever. And just as the call was ending, she noticed that the kids like had this look of panic on their face, and then they started screaming. And that's when she realized that there was a man that was coming into the home through the window. He was breaking into the home while on the Zoom call. So the teacher quickly called 911. That's when the man like ran out through the back door.
That's scary.
Super, super scary. Police are still looking for the suspect, but thankfully she called 911.
I was thinking about this when we started doing our Zoom calls, and I'm like, man, if an employee like just drops dead while I'm on one of these, I don't even know how I'd start to try to get help. I don't know your addresses.
No, you don't. Yeah, we should probably fix that.
Yeah, I know. Like,
we should probably have a contact sheet.
I didn't think about that.
So all of a sudden we'd be on this call and you just see someone like slump over.
You have to watch me be dead.
Hi, are you, buddy?
Then, right.
Stay
and then
with me.
Then I have to call HR, and then by then it's just too much work. So
yeah,
I'm just telling you right now, don't look towards me.
I said stay away from the light. What more do you want from me?
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
What do you mean I don't know how to talk fish, Monroe?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Man, you can tell that you're a noob when it comes to fish talk. And big. My husband, he's a fisherman.
He is a fisherman.
My son's middle name is Fisher.
Because of that?
Fun fact, yeah.
That's cute.
So, you know, John just got back from Alaska.
Yeah.
And Tom's been to Alaska, what, like
9 times?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a lot of times.
Yeah. He's gone a lot. And so Tom sits down next to John, like he's waiting to have this conversation.
He's excited about it.
He wants to talk man talk, right? Someone else who understands the man world of Alaska. And so Tom starts showing John his pictures and telling his story. Oh, yeah, I caught that one, man. She fought me, boy.
Oh my gosh, she showed me so many photos.
Okay, and John just sat there. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
John didn't show Tom any of his fish pictures.
I didn't realize it was a quid
pro quo. Tom was fishing for fish pictures.
Why does he want to see my fish photos?
Because he wants to see your trip from Alaska. Obviously, it's something he's really interested in.
It's pictures of dead animals. It's not Pokemon cards. You don't have to trade them.
No, it's a man thing. It's a man thing.
Is it?
And, yeah, no.
Is it? Because the two men in this room are both telling you it's not.
I'm the most manly person on this show, okay?
True,
let's get that straight right now.
I felt bad. I didn't realize I was supposed to show him a bunch of my fish photos. I'm going to just start texting him photos of my fish over the
next
few
days. Please do, because I don't think he'll let this one go.
Okay, fine.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Yesterday, Jackson scared Monroe by like opening up the cupboard and then screaming. And then Monroe just started screaming because Jackson was. I don't know why you were so scared.
Because he was screaming. Something obviously terrifying was happening, and I was just letting him know I was there for him.
Which was the goal of pretending there was something in the cupboard anyway.
Yeah.
But I really needed to get her reaction to my screaming instead of just me screaming and then dropping the phone.
Part of 31 Days of Frights. The video's up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. All right, speaking of screaming and fears, a new study looked into Google data to figure out what people in every state fear the most right now. So some people fear clowns, right? Or the dark. Actually, Washington is needles. Oregon is the dark. Nevada is germs and viruses. But what about us? What about us here in Utah? What do we fear the most? The fear of people is up by 500%.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not that. The fear of flying is less common because people aren't flying as much these days.
Sure.
So it's not that. What do you think it is?
The fear of mountain lions.
Well, after that video,
that's gone up quite considerably.
Oh my gosh. That's like the talk of every
party
or like social gathering is like the mountain lion video.
I have considered dressing up like a mountain lion and making my boyfriend dress up like a hiker, and that will be our Halloween costume. But it's a hard sell, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I could see that. Monroe?
I don't know. I just, the fear of...
apocalypse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Judgment Day.
No.
Revelations, it's all ending.
Utah is just the fear of failure.
Uh-oh.
That's it. That's what we have.
For people who are afraid of failing, you sure do open up a lot of MLMs around here.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Socrates.
Aristotle.
Plato.
Jackson Carter.
You may be good at random facts,
but are you Jackson good?
We don't think so.
You can't beat Jackson.
It's true. He is 70. Is it 74-4, or are you now 75-4?
No, I'm 74-4.
You're 74-4. The jackpot is up to $310. And here's how it works. You just pick up the phone and you call us. If you can beat Jackson in pop culture trivia, meaning you have to get one more right than him, you can't just tie it, we give you $310. It's that simple.
It should be that simple, shouldn't it?
You just call up, Jackson, you get money.
And I'm dumb. Guys,
the big old dummy over there.
Big dummy.
So let's do it. Call us right now.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Andrew, what are you doing this Tuesday morning?
Oh, I'm just driving up to the U to work.
All right. And what do you do at the U?
I work with a maintenance group up at the U, just taking care of the building.
Oh, nice. Very cool, man. Not only are you driving to work, but you're about to beat Jackson. Am I right?
I hope so.
Yeah. All right.
Andrew, first things first, can you kick Jackson out of the studio for me?
Get out of the studio, Jackson.
You know what? I will. And I'm sorry that John Watkins coerced you.
So, Andrew, here's how it works. I've got 5 pop culture trivia questions, 30 seconds on the clock. I'm just going to ask them to you. If you don't know an answer, go ahead and say pass. Just try to get as many as you can right. We'll bring Jackson back in. He'll be asked the same questions in the same amount of time. If you beat him, one more right than him, you get $310. Cool?
Awesome. Sounds good.
Monroe, you ready over there?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Who stars in the new Netflix original movie, Emily in Paris?
Skip.
The Pearson family in This Is Us are famously fans of which NFL team?
The Ravens.
Which comedian has a tattoo of 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton?
Harris.
Which popular show on Showtime is making a comeback in 2021?
Dexter.
Okay, perfect. We'll bring Jackson back in. 30 seconds flies by, doesn't it, Andrew?
It does.
All right, Jackson. Andrew was able to get one of the 4 questions that he got through.
Okay.
Correct. 30 seconds goes fast.
It sure does.
30 seconds for Jackson. You ready to go, Monroe?
Ready.
Who stars in the new Netflix original series, Emily in Paris?
Pass.
The Pearson family in This Is Us are famous fans of which NFL team?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Which comedian has a tattoo of 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton?
Which comedian? Is there a comedian? Chelsea Handler.
Which popular show on Showtime is making a comeback in 2021?
Dexter.
Who is Nicole Kidman married to?
Nicole Kidman is married to...
3 seconds.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Rough day for me, folks.
Wow. Turns out maybe anyone can beat Jackson with that kind of performance right there.
Did he?
It was a tie.
Thank you.
Oh. It was a tie.
But did he beat me is the question, John.
Okay. Lily Collins is starring in Emily in Paris. It's Netflix new series that's crushing it.
Who's Lily Collins?
The Bill Collins' daughter, Lily Collins.
Sure.
Snow White?
The Pittsburgh Steelers are the NFL team that the Pearson family is fans of. Pete Davidson has a tattoo of Hillary Clinton.
Does he really?
You both got the Dexter question right, and then Keith Urban is married to Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Andrew.
I would have got Keith Urban.
Unfortunately, you weren't able to beat Jackson today. Do you know what we need from you?
This is Andrew from Layton, and you cannot beat Jackson.
Thank you.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
I just finished Can't Beat Jackson, and we mentioned Emily in Paris on Netflix, which my wife has already binge-watched and loved every second of
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's all about it. But I saw a preview for a new Netflix show called Dream Home Makeover, and I'm watching this sucker, and I'm going, wait, that's Salt Lake City in the background. And I started looking at all the decorations of, like, this house, this company that, like, stages houses, and I'm like, those are Utah homes if I've ever seen a Utah home.
Yeah.
And it is.
Really?
It's a studio called Studio McGee. And the family's located here in Salt Lake City. They have a Netflix show.
That's awesome. I want to hire them.
Well, my thing is, like, we've heard about Desperate Housewives Salt Lake, but we haven't heard of this Netflix show.
I know.
If you've heard of Studio McGee, love to hear from you. If you know who they are, we want them on our show. Coming up next, your 7:30 second date update. What type of artist is Ryan exactly?
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update. If you've gone out on a date and you expected at least a second date, possibly even a third, and you're just not hearing back from that person, let us help you out. We'll find out why. We'll call that person up and confront them for you. We're going to help out Ryan today. What up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. How's it going for you, man?
It's doing all right, except I just want to say I'm really happy you guys are doing these because I didn't really need help before, but do I now?
Okay, so this is a new issue for you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I've never had this issue before, so I'm kind of freaked out here.
Okay, walk us through it.
All right, okay, so I went on this date with this girl, Emily, and she was super cool. Like, I thought it went really well. We were having a great time, great conversation, and apparently, it didn't go as well as I thought because she then ghosted me.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's just how it is these days. But basically, what I've been like, I'm trying not to focus too much on it. Like, I'm just really trying to put more energy into my art. I'm a nature photographer, so I'm an artist.
Oh, cool.
It doesn't really matter. Anywho, we met online. We went out to dinner, and that was that. Like, I really wish I could tell you more. There's nothing else, and I just want to know what happened. So confusing.
Listen, I know you're a photographer. At any time during your first date, did you say, I want to take photos of you? Was there any moment like that? Because that could be enough to scare her away.
Right. No, I totally get that. I did not do that.
Okay. All right, man. Cool. Well, if you want, we can get Emily's number and we can call her up and we can ask her why she's not calling you back.
That would be huge. Seriously. Thank you.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
So we're trying to help out Ryan this morning. Ryan went out with Emily, thought the date went well, but Ryan's going, man, I don't know what she's looking for, but it wasn't me. She's not calling back. I like Ryan. He's got a good personality. Yep. He's an artist. He takes nature, pictures. There's a,
you're really selling this guy on
one
me,
of those.
Man, I'll tell you.
How Ryan, unique.
Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, man. Hey, we tracked down Emily, so I'm going to pick up with her. Don't say a word, okay?
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep. Okay, cool. Emily, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. Do you have a few moments to talk?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Hey, our show likes to talk a lot about dating and good dates and bad dates, and we actually were talking to someone who thought they went on a great date, but it turns out maybe it wasn't so good because, they've been ghosted. In fact, they were ghosted by you. Emily, do you happen to remember your date with Ryan?
I do remember Ryan.
Well,
go ahead.
Can I ask you, how it went?
Well, at first I thought it was okay. We went to dinner, and then, we sit down, and he pulls out this photo album, a portfolio, and I was horrified because it was all these dead animals, pictures of dead animals. Oh. It was crazy. Every time I flipped the page, there was... One was worse than the other.
Hold on, I'm sorry. So he pulled out a photo album of pictures, and in it were just dead animals?
Yeah, it was these old 80s pictures, from an old photo album, know, how they're with the corners, and they're popping off, and they're blurry, and I don't know. I thought I was being set up.
Right, yeah. Hold on.
It was serial killer stuff.
So are they hunting photos or are they roadkill photos?
It's a good question.
No, like roadkill.
No.
Photos.
No. Who does that?
Horrible pictures. Horrible. I was horrified. I couldn't believe it.
They're not roadkill. These are not terrifying photos. This is art. This is nature. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Emily, Ryan was listening in. Okay, Ryan, explain these to me. So are these hunting photos?
No, these are not hunting photos. These are just animals in their natural habitat, some that have fallen, and I just like to observe it in that scenario, in that situation of a fallen animal.
God,
there's beauty in that.
I'm sorry. They were animals, okay? they were a part of nature. Now they're just dead.
So death is not part of nature? Is that what you're saying?
I'm on his side with that one, but I still think the photos are pretty weird, dude.
No, that is way too weird. No, I'm sorry.
Ryan,
I'm
has
sorry.
Anyone ever told you before that this puts off the serial killer vibe?
Definitely.
Look, man, I understand that everyone needs to have their subject. I'm not sure if this is, the right one to do, at least not the right one to show on that first date.
Yeah, man, you got to lure her out to the woods first.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
I was talking to a buddy on the phone last night, and my buddy was holding on to this. We were talking about schoolwork and Liam and some of the stuff he's going through. And my friend starts telling me about this story in fifth grade during a science test, the question was, are there any stars in the solar system? And he wrote yes, and the teacher marked it wrong. And he went up and said, "What? The sun is a star." And the teacher was like, well, I meant the other.
That's not a thing, though. That's not a thing at all. The sun is a star. He's right.
That's what my buddy said as well. 37 years later, still upset.
Amen.
Still holding on.
Oh, I get that.
Dude, I get it too. Because you know what? In kindergarten, we were playing musical chairs. I don't even know. But we were all moving desks. When the game was over, I went and sat back down at my desk. And someone had peed on my chair. And when I stood up, my pants were wet with someone else's pee. And everybody blamed me for peeing my pants.
Monroe Peter Pants.
Monroe Peter Pants is what I heard.
I did not.
What's the one thing that you're holding on to that you still just need to vent about, even after all these years?
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
What's the one thing you still need to vent about, even after all of these years? Good morning, John, Monroe, and Jackson. Mix 105.1.
There's a particular hardware store. You already know where this is going.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
no.
There's a particular hardware store who at the beginning of this pandemic decided to roll out curbside pickup. And boy, are they bad at it. They let me sit in my hot car for 40 minutes, brought out my order. I ordered like potting soil and a watering can. They finally bring it out. The watering can doesn't have a spout, which is the one thing that stops it from being a bucket and turns it into a watering can. And I was like, fix it. So they run in, they look for one. He comes back out, he goes, it's the last one, bro. And hands it back to me. Again, a bucket, not a watering can.
I mix.
So I was in like second grade. I told her I have to go to the bathroom. And she said, in a minute. Sat down at her desk and we were supposed to be doing something. So I walked over and I said, I really have to go to the bathroom. You'll have to wait. And I got diarrhea really bad.
No, in class.
No!
Oh my gosh. Oh, really puts Jackson's bucket story into perspective.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Hey, Monroe.
Yeah?
What we didn't get to this on air, but I wanted to quickly zip in here with it. Justin on Facebook wants to know, if you weren't the one that peed your pants during musical chairs, then why wasn't anyone else's pants wet in the class?
Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you,
no,
Justin.
It's because that person peed their pants just before the game ended. It was still warm.
So they would pee their pants.
But their pants
would be
wet.
But there would be two kids in the class with wet pants. The pants peer and then the pants pee sitter.
That person never came forward. It was just me.
But no one ever investigated?
If anything,
no, because no one believed me.
They'd have the more pee, you'd
yes.
think. Unless it's a skirt situation. They're hiking it on up, sit on down.
Yeah, what if that was...
This goes all the way to the top.
I heard the teacher peed in Monroe. That's how much the teacher hated Monroe.
I heard straight up the teacher just let everyone pee on Monroe.
I got someone. Do you want to? I have some text. Should we keep doing that here then? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was suspended for vandalizing the school, even though I didn't do it. 4 days later, I was allowed to come back because they found out who actually did it. All I got was an apology.
Oh.
Okay.
No, that's not cool. You hold an assembly. You bring me out on stage, and I want everyone to see you grovel, lady.
This says, I went on maternity leave. The woman they hired to cover for me was paid $3 more an hour.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
She couldn't keep up, messed up several things. I had to correct when I came back. When I asked for a raise, they offered me 50 cents.
No, yeah.
Actually, that's just not.
I know that game. Man, corporate.
Man.
Corporate!
I know. our wedding photographer left part of their lens cap on, so every photo has a massive black ring.
No.
Not one good photo from the wedding.
Then you don't pay that person, right?
But still, you can't get those.
You don't get those moments.
Moment
it doesn't matter.
Back.
Well,
it's gone.
Now, okay, then thank you for teeing me up for the argument of the century. Even in 2020, you still need disposable cameras at the tables. You have to have them. You got to do it because then, even if the photographer messes up, somebody will snap something.
Yeah, but
nowadays people have like their
the
phones.
Hashtag,
so
I know.
Hashtags.
But disposable cameras.
I love it.
Still always
so
very
fun.
Everyone loves them. And at some point, someone's gonna take a picture in the bathroom. You know.
I was gonna say the amount of times
top
that
hat
I
or a monocle.
Click. Back
oh
in my
God.
Early 20s.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. It's a disposable wedding camera.
You guys, you're at a wedding.
I know where I am.
Weddings start classy, but they end nasty.
Yeah, every time.
Every wedding goes the same way.
My wedding was
I was going to say, I know your wedding. I've heard stories.
It lives on in infamy.
Yeah, it does. We're still angry about our wedding photographer because they never told anyone to stand closer together. So we have this family photo, and Jen's grandma is like 3 feet away. She's socially distancing. Back before. Yeah. Like, she's so far away from the whole family. Dude,
no one even invited her
and
in.
And no one was like, hey, you should move closer. Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks.
So she's just standing there. It's the worst family photo.
Our family, our photographer wasn't great either.
Yeah.
The last photo that we have of Tom's grandma, Tom's grandma, she's not looking at the camera. So me and Tom are with her, and we're hugging her, and we're both looking at the camera, and she's not.
Just looking so around.
God, and then she died like just a few months later. It was really sad. It was like the last picture we had of her.
And the photographer went and messed it up. I just proved you guys got to pay for quality.
I paid a lot of money. You spend your money on the wrong things for weddings, and I'm telling you, photographers, one thing you don't go cheap on.
No,
go for it on that
one.
This text says, when my wife was in elementary school, she wrote a hydroelectric paper that was so good they didn't believe she wrote it. The teacher sat her down with the principal and wouldn't let her leave until she admitted that she plagiarized the paper.
Oh, yeah.
She just writes very well.
That's crazy. Oh, I would be furious.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, listen, I know I go to this substandard school with a substandard principal, but I'm better than that. I've risen above it, and you are not going to subject me to this. And I would have made her feel so stupid.
When my mom accidentally put my sister's name on my birthday cake, pretty horrible way to turn 13.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Especially if you're the middle child and that happens to you, let me tell you, I'm not the middle child. I was, you know, important.
Yes. So,
but the middle children, they are always upset about it because, oh, the baby and the oldest get all the everything.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine the oldest thing shows up on a middle child's cake? The trauma. So funny. The absolute dramatic, the theatrics.
Of it all.
Ugh.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
I have been meaning to tell you guys this story all morning, but a very exciting news. Reese Witherspoon will be joining the cast of Legally Blonde for a special online tonight. Are you familiar with the Hello Sunshine YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Yeah, very positive, bright, silly.
Love it.
They are going to host the reunion on that YouTube channel, so I assume it's free. I don't think that you have to pay to subscribe to it. And it'll be at 6:15 Eastern, which means it's 8:15 tonight. Now, I don't know if Jennifer Coolidge is going to be there or not, but if she's not, I will burn this country, I'll burn the world to the ground.
That'll do it.
I love all of these table reads that they've been doing.
They just
did a Lord of the Rings one. It was amazing.
Matthew McConaughey just did one for Dazed and Confused as well.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
So you know how we've done the Secret Sound now twice? The winner of the first Secret Sound, who won $1,800, came by yesterday to pick up her prize money.
Oh, man.
And we took a big group photo. We were excited about it. She was so sweet. And then she left. And that's when we realized something about this picture that we took.
You guys are so rude.
Jackson had his fly down.
I can't believe none of you said anything. None of you said a word.
And not only was it down, it was just open. It was down.
It was just saying hello to the world.
Hello.
This is now the second time you've let me hang on social media like that, I want you to know.
I'm so sorry.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Okay, so Tom, he's been watching the Zac Efron thing. He's been reading the book, my husband, and so he's all on this health kick.
Superfoods.
Right? So he goes to the health food store yesterday, and he comes home, and he has the biggest beet I've ever seen and a jicama.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, I got us this. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
It's good for you.
Well, I know, but what?
It's an antioxidant.
You didn't like Google a recipe.
Wait, he didn't have a plan for it?
He had no plan. He just handed it to me and expected me to make something out of it.
So as the hunter/gatherer, he took part of his part of the job.
Yeah.
And now he gave it to you to provide
He's
for
like,
the
here,
family.
Honey, you polish this turd.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
know what to do with it.
So Monroe's serving polished turd for dinner tonight. That's what I...
Yummy. Pick him up.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Hi, Mix.
Hi, think I just beat Jackson with one question. But 6:15 Eastern time is 4:15 here, not 8:15.
Okay.
I was just about to chime in and apologize for that. I did the math backwards. So actually, the Legally Blonde reading will be happening on Hello Sunshine at 4:15 Mountain Time.
So are you Legally Blonde, Jackson?
Girl, you don't know the half of it.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Man, I wish I would have had this business idea. Good morning, John, Monroe, and Jackson. How about mailing a ghost? Yes.
Oh, what?
Can you even do that?
There's a company in Chicago called Ghost Express, which is mailing ghosts and spirits to people for Halloween. The company was founded in 2018. $10 plus shipping and handling. They'll send you a ghost, a relic that this company has collected from a haunted house, and a card describing what type of ghost is in the package. Relics do include jewelry, children's toys, keys, and even teeth.
No, I'm not getting random teeth.
I don't want teeth stuff.
So no teeth stuff.
No teeth stuff.
So let me just make sure I understand. Evil spirit,
fine.
Yes.
Yeah, mail it on over, whatever.
Teeth stuff.
But unless that evil spirit has teeth, then keep them where they are.
Got it.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Yesterday, I started my physical therapy for my bicep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How did that go, bud?
I'm sore today. So I tore it a while ago, and I got about 6 weeks of physical therapy until we decided if we're going to do surgery. And they wrapped me up in this heated blanket on this table.
Oh,
and they wrapped
yes,
me up tight.
Best.
It was very comfortable until I kind of looked up, and there was a bug crawling
no,
on my
No, that
chest.
Is my nightmare.
So I'm wrapped up tight like a mummy. I can't move because it's wrapped around both my arms. And there's just this bug creeping and crawling. So I'm like trying to blow the bug away from me.
Was it a flying bug? You can't open your mouth either. It's going to fly in there.
It was like the worst 20 minutes of my life, but I'm a survivor.
The worst 20 minutes
ever
of your life.
No exaggeration at all.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All right, Jackson, what is this? Round two for paranormal?
This is the paranormal films? Category, yeah. Round two in our ultimate Halloween bracket. So right now we've got The Ring going up against Signs.
The Ring.
So if you're not voting for Signs, you're doing wrong.
What?
What?
Signs is so terrible.
You're terrible.
Signs is another alien movie.
We don't
it's not
have
a scary
time.
Movie.
It's not even like a good one. They're dressed in those green tight suits like you could buy at, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, those morph suits.
I'm sorry. Continue, please.
I had to get yes. some coffee. Then we have The Conjuring up against It.
It.
Yeah.
It.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, The Conjuring is fantastic. One of the best movies ever made. But It is
it.
Like the best movie that was ever made.
All right, if someone wants to vote for this bracket, how do they do so?
Head on over to our Instagram, at Mix1051Utah. You'll be able to follow the story and choose your favorites.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix1051.
Remember when MTV like played actual music videos?
Yes.
Like, believe it or not, MTV didn't start at the Jersey Shore.
There was other stuff beforehand?
Yeah.
Oh,
there was
man.
There's a whole other like decades where they just played music videos.
TRL.
Carson
pop up
Daly.
Yeah, pop-up video.
I remember those days and like NSYNC on TRL.
Yes,
like,
oh, so exciting.
So exciting. Well, those days for MTV are long gone. But yesterday, this happened just yesterday, Apple figured out that there was a big hole in the universe for music videos, and they launched Apple Music TV. It's a 24-hour live stream of videos. And it's free on the Apple Music and Apple TV apps.
So they're all old school videos or new stuff as well?
It's all of it. So they said exclusive new music videos and premieres, special curated music video blocks, and live shows and events, as well as chart countdowns and guests.
How do I audition to host a music video show?
Right?
What a dream come
true. Remember, we used to do... Salt Lake tried to do a couple local ones.
VJs.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
It didn't go so well.
Really? So maybe not. Maybe not for us, Jackson.
Well, I mean, not for us at this level.
Right.
But
one
I'm
day.
Bigger than this.
Oh, wow. Somebody's
I'm
drinking the Kool-Aid.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Do you guys feel like you've developed any good habits during the pandemic?
Oh yeah.
Really?
I started cooking. I'm not a heater anymore, a reheater.
Yeah. Monroe used to just defrost food.
Yeah, I'm actually making food now.
In fact, you spent all day yesterday baking and cooking.
All day long.
Turns out we've all created new good habits during the pandemic.
Big time.
From shopping locally, a lot of people are doing that more, to just being better with money.
Yeah.
Really caused
That's
a lot.
That's been a big one for me, for sure.
Well, when they take it away from you, you have to learn how to be better with it. Keeping your home uncluttered, because we're all living there more than before.
Oh, yeah, the house is clean these days.
I don't know. I feel like it depends on the room, and it depends on the day.
And it depends on if you have kids or not.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, parents will clean something up, and then Hurricane Child will come behind them.
Dude, in my house, it all just shifted to the garage. Here, Tom, you deal with it.
Where should we put this? Throw it in the garage. It's fine. Staying in better contact with friends and family. I do believe that we've done a lot better job with that. Just Zoom calls or just hanging out.
I agree.
Yeah. And finally, the number one thing we're doing better, we're drinking more water and staying hydrated.
Mm.
Why?
Oh, not I.
Why? And what happened with Monroe? Those are my two questions.
I think it's mostly just that we have time to do all those things now, man.
Yeah.
When you're not in an office and there's not like a boss breathing down your neck, you can get up and go to the bathroom and drink water and exercise. Like, you know, you don't have to stress about it anymore.
And Monroe, what happened with you?
I'm still getting up so early. I have to keep the caffeine constant.
She's on Pepsi can number 3 this morning. Jackson, you're saying goodbye to the kittens today, huh?
Yeah. Oh. We had to find a permanent foster home for them, so... But it was fun having them for a second. And I got to tell you, if you have been thinking about getting an animal, but you're not sure you're ready for a long-term commitment, start fostering. It is the most fun because I get the best parts of having kittens, and then I hand them off to someone else to, you know, have naughty cats.
So my buddy Mike, he was doing a terrible job. He tried to get a dog a few times and just was not working out in their place. And he started fostering, and it fits him so well.
Yeah.
It's like a week of intense ownership, and then he gets a month off before he does. So he really does.
It really is great for commitment phobes.
Yeah.
For sure. And you're doing such a good thing helping these animals out, especially since shelters are kind of, you know, full and they don't always have a place to put them.
You guys ready for an amazing fact of the day?
Yes, please.
So the Dallas Cowboys were the first NFL team to make nachos popular at their stadium. Nowadays, you go to any sporting event, nachos is key, right?
Right.
No, that's the staple. You get your nachos and you get a pretzel if you're really going all out, so you can dip it in the cheese.
There's a famous sports commentator, Howard Cosell. You guys familiar at all with Howard Cosell? Well, my impression was spot on.
I'll bet it was great, and you'll nail that.
He ate them during Monday Night Football, and the whole time was like, oh my gosh, these are so good. he talked up nachos so much that people were started going to NFL games going, you got any of those nachos that Howard Cosell was eating there on TV?
So is it like the legit like nacho cheese, like that kind of nacho?
It's 1978, so I don't know where we were in the evolution of nacho cheese.
I like to imagine that it was nacho cheese.
Just plowing the
and jarred jalapenos.
I like to think like that he was on screen just shoving food in his face the whole time as well.
Throwing it down on his jaw like a python. Yeah.
That's what I do here every morning.
We know. Jackson, final thoughts.
Yeah, go check out the Parade of Haunted Homes. I mean, bundle up the kids, put them in the car, go for a tour tonight. When it gets dark at like 6 now. Yeah. You're going to have so much fun. The best Halloween displays. You can get the map by texting the word HAUNT, H-A-U-N-T, to 844-649-1051.
Monroe.
Well, just when you thought you didn't have to put up with me anymore, as we say goodbye, guess what? I'm sticking around for another 4 hours,
Not
folks.
Not going anywhere. Woo-hoo! That does it for us. Have a great and safe Tuesday. Back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.